We have been reading in the prophet Isaiah, and we continue today with Isaiah chapter 41. We're going to read verses 1 to 13. Now, I pointed out in our last reading that chapter 40 begins the second main section of Isaiah, where he speaks comfort to a beleaguered people. And now he's going to start working out the basis of that comfort. It is not insignificant that the first argument he makes in this chapter is that of the sovereignty of God. And he talks here about how he has controlled all things, the great things that happen, but also little mundane things that occur. And he points out that in times of trouble, people value encouragement. Everyone helps his neighbor, says to his brother, verse 6, be strong. But you see, when it comes to the people of God, they have a greater encouragement than that which we give to one another. They have great encouragement from this very sovereign God. What a good word it is for us. In the midst of pandemic and all the various kinds of anxiety it creates, God reminds us that he has committed himself to our care. He reminds us how able he is, utterly, to preserve and protect us. He tells us more than that of his deep commitment to us. These are the things we need to know as we desire to walk in faith. I particularly love verse 10. In fact, if you look on my normally cluttered desk, you'll see in a frame this verse. My wife got it from me many years ago. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Well, those are words for us to treasure and believe in times like these. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 41, 1 to 13. Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the people renew their strength. Let them approach, then let them speak. Let us together draw near for judgment. Who stirred up one from the east, whom victory meets at every step? He gives up nations before him, so he tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword, like driven stubble with his bow. He pursues them and passes on safely by paths his feet have not trod. Who has performed and done this? Calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and come. Everyone helps his neighbor and says to his brother, be strong. The craftsman strengthens the goldsmith, and he who smooths with the hammer, him who strikes the anvil, saying of the soldering, it is good. And they strengthen it with nails so it cannot be moved. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, You whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corner, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.